This one is going to be exhibited, but you can see the sewing has broken here. So at some point, we may opt to re-sew this back onto little goatskin thongs.
This is Jim Canary, the conservator at IU Bloomington's Lilly Library. And you can see he's showing me a little book he's bringing back to life.
We'll be able to relace them through these holes here along the front and the back edge.
Jim has been working at the Lilly for 32 years. A library that's far from typical, housing 450,000 rare books, 8.5 million manuscripts, and 30,000 mechanical puzzles. And a lot of it's old, like 15th century old. So a lot of it needs repairing. That's where Jim comes in.
So you have these uprights and then this crossbar. And these are, rather than being goatskin thongs, these are linen cords. And this is a 15th century manuscript that's being sewn around these double cords. So then they'll be attached, and then they will be laced into cover boards, and then that will be wrapped in leather. So this is all skin. This is before paper, and so it has a nice rattle. And then it's been all handwritten and illuminated.
Most people aren't familiar with the materials Jim works on, whether it's because of age or language, but you might recognize some of them.
One of the things I really enjoyed early in my career here was the opportunity to work on the 1816 Constitution, Indiana's state constitution. And so that was brought down with the state police, and I worked on it here. But working on the 1816 really was quite moving, because it was one of the most important things I had worked on up to that point. And just had a, you know, I was born in Indiana. I'll probably live the rest of my life in Indiana. And it just felt like a very important piece to be working on. I'm a craftsman. I'm not an artist, not trained as an artist. The only art classes I've had are papermaking. I've had a couple years of papermaking, and then I did a little printmaking. But primarily, I think of it as an artisan or craftsman work. But it's also a blend of that and science, because you're working with a lot of different materials and the interaction of those materials, having to know about the environmental conditions and storage conditions of the building to be able to preserve them, and always keeping up with things of that sort.
The line dividing craftsman and artist is more blurred than Jim recognizes. Jim is a creator of history. Because without people like him, pieces of art cannot be shared for future generations. Jim does read ebooks, but there's something about handling physical books and looking at pieces of art, or history, depending how you look at it, that doesn't seem to be going out of style.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity to have a library like this in our community. One for the students, primarily. Students can come here and handle these primary source materials and get inspired. I mean, they get into your blood, you know. When you see something, or you see, you know, first edition of Leaves of Grass, and you know Whitman had his hand in the production of these things, and it just grabbed me when I was a student, and I never dreamed at the time that I would be working here, and working here half my life already, but, you know, you just never know. You come in that door, and you never know what is going to really move you or inspire you, and I think that's the wonderful thing about having this here.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Rick Brewer.